The split over the FIFA presidency took on a new dimension with the British Culture, Media and Sports Secretary John Whittingdale condemning the re-election of Sepp Blatter. Speaking in Parliament, he urged sponsors to reconsider their support for what he described as a thoroughly discredited organisation. Europe correspondent Philip Williams reports from London.
There are the Blatterite acolytes, and there are people like the usually mild-mannered British Culture and Sports Minister John Whittingdale, whose gander is well and truly up over what he sees as an odious organisation headed by a man whose credibility was utterly destroyed.
FIFA's voting system is designed to support the incumbent, and it returned a predictable result. But there is no doubt that what remained of Sepp Blatter's credibility has been utterly destroyed.
John Whittingdale says while a unilateral boycott of the 2018 World Cup in Russia by England would be pointless, he has spoken to Greg Dyke of the English Football Association, who will urge a Europe-wide boycott at this week's UEFA meeting. And he had a message for FIFA's sponsors.
And FIFA's sponsors need to think long and hard about whether they want to be associated with such a discredited and disgraced organisation. For the good of the game, we must work together to bring about change. For the good of the game, it is time for Sepp Blatter to go.
Opposition sports spokesman Chris Bryant goes even further, supporting football associations around the world who might be tempted to withdraw from FIFA and set up a new global competition.
I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that the major football associations of the world, in particular those in Europe but also Australia and other countries, strengthen their arm and get a bit of steel in their determination to reform FIFA, and if they cannot achieve that, then to set up some kind of alternative competition, preferably for 2018. If that's not possible, then certainly for 2022.
Right after the FIFA presidency vote, our football chairman, Frank Lowy, dismissed suggestions Australia might split with FIFA, saying it would have little effect on its own. But if momentum really did build, the anger and frustration felt around the world may just propel enough like-minded countries to build something brand new. This is Philip Williams in London, reporting for AM.